Chairman, it's good to see Nicholas has plenty of skin in the game. He's got more than a million fully paid shares worth 50 mil. At the current price is only $12 million loan from the bank, so he's got plenty of equity. He's currently got 532,000 existing options. I'm interested in if you can just give us a context as to what the average strike price is on that. Be useful to know as to whether he's underwater or in the money in terms of his options to buy another $25 million worth of stock, which is what that amounts to at current market prices. And does his contract provide for this to happen every year? Are we going to see a similar amount of options at market prices, you know, $10 million worth of options every year? Is that in his contract, or is this a one-off options issue at the beginning of his contract? Because I know we've seen options issues every year with Mr. Moss over the years. Is that something we're going to see going forward? Because Nicholas obviously has a very big equity play at the moment, and whether he necessarily needs to finish up with a $200 million equity play at the end of 3 or 4 years, you know, sometimes these things can get a bit too big.
Thank you for that question, Stephen. I'll leave it to Nicholas to choose whether he wants to answer the first bit or not. But in relation to the second bit, the system of awarding options was changed some, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago from kind of a large grant and then nothing for the next 4 or 5 years to a system where there would be annual grants. So, I mean, it's not in anyone's contract. The remuneration arrangements are the only thing that's in the contract basically is 30 days notice either way. And that's true with all our employees basically. But it is practice for there to be annual grants and subject to performance. I would expect that would continue. And the annual grant is sort of has to be managed within an overall cap of 20% of the equity being available. That was disclosed in the original offering memorandum in 1985 and hasn't changed since then.
Do you want to... Sure. Thank you, David. Stephen, in the annual report, I think on Greg's has passed to me on page 105, you'll have details of the options that I've received over the last couple of years. And Greg tells me if you look at the prior annual reports, you'll see the grants that predate that. So you'll see the amount of shares and you'll see the prices that they've been issued at.